Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman. He's the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. Outstanding young reporter, one of the great young reporters of our time. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. You wrote an article recently about some reasons the housing recovery is still wobbly. Now, I thought housing was doing better, Rick.
It's doing better. It's too easy to forget that this is a market that is totally dominated by government assistance. So, and that's especially true with regard to housing finance. I mean, the rec agencies, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they're turning a profit this all of a sudden, but they are underwriting literally every mortgage that goes out. There's no private sector involvement in the underwriting of the mortgages in that sense, or the insuring of the mortgages.
Right.
And this is also happening because Federal Reserve has pushed interest rates so low, and that's actually a terrific opportunity for people to buy a house. If you can buy a house and you're going to live in it for a while, not flip it, but live in it, it's really almost an unprecedented time, good time to buy a house.
I completely agree with you.
Just not clear how this is going to unwind.
Right. And you can get a 30-year mortgage at, like, what, 3%
interest? 3.5%, yep.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And so
locked in for 30 years, right?
That's right. And, I mean, that's the reason a lot of private lenders don't. I mean, you get the loan through private lenders, but they're not being backed or underwritten by private lenders. They're being backed by the government. And the reason is private lenders probably would not underwrite mortgages at such low interest rates. Mm-hmm. They want 5 or 6% rates because that makes them feel better about what they might be committing to for the future. But, from this perspective, the Federal Reserve's policies are working because they have created an unprecedented opportunity for buyers by holding interest rates down.
Right.
And prices have come back up, but they really, we hear big numbers like the prices appreciated almost 10% on average year to year in the latest reading. But they're coming up from low levels.
When you describe that like you did, Rick, it sounds like another kind of a bubble, doesn't it?
It does sound like a bubble, and
I don't think it is, but it sounds like it. If we weren't already so depressed, if the housing industry weren't so depressed around the country, you'd have to think that was a bubble.
Yeah, but these prices are coming up from very, very low levels.
Yeah.
So if you look at prices overall over the last, let's say, 6 years since the housing bust began, they're still down. So they're still below the peaks they're far, far below the peaks that they hit then. However, when the government is so involved in the market, you just really don't know what's going to happen during the next few years. And it's possible. I mean, so the real question is once the Fed starts to back out, if the Fed is able to back out very, very gradually and interest rates just go up a quarter of a point here and there, and it takes a long time, everything's probably going to be fine. The crunch will come if the Fed can't manage it quite that smoothly and interest rates go up faster, which has happened before. It doesn't mean it's going to happen this time, but that's the big unknown.
What I'm worried about, Rick, and I've been down this road before. I've been around when chairman, former Fed Chairman Miller said that the job of the Fed is to take the punch bowl away before the party's over. And that was one of his famous quotes. I've been around when the Fed took the punch bowl away, and when they had not juiced the party as much as they're juicing it now. It was not pretty. And that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that when the Fed reverses, when they get excited about inflation or something happens, a new administration or whatever, we got a new chairman coming up probably before too long. I'm worried that the reversal of what they've done, this dramatic swing that they've made, is going to be dramatic the other way, and I'm concerned about that.
Well, a lot of people are concerned about it, and I guess I'll just make two quick points, Jim. First, a lot of people would say, look, this is not a party. So it's not time to take the punch bowl away because this is it's not even a party yet.
I mean,
we have to remember
that
a lot of people are still hurting in this economy. And number two, I would say, for everybody who's worried about this, there's not a thing you or I or any ordinary person or small business owner can do about Fed policy.
That's right.
What we can do is take advantage of what they're offering. Mm-hmm. And what they are offering is a terrific opportunity to lock in interest rates at very low levels. So if you're able to take advantage of that, you know you should.
Yep. No, I've done that. I've locked in everything I can lock in. And, folks, even if you don't want to stretch your payments out for 30 years, set it up on 30 years and pay it off as long as there's no prepayment penalty, make whatever kind of payment you want to make.
Yeah, and there's one other point, Jim, which is if we do have, you know, the worst case scenario is if the Fed loses control. I mean, we're going to have high inflation and interest rates will go back up to much higher levels.
Right.
If that happens and you happen to have a 3.5% mortgage or some kind of business loan at a relatively low rate, you actually benefit from inflation.
You're going to be competitive.
Because you're borrowing way below the rate of inflation, and
right,
you're making money on the spread, effectively.
Well, and also you got into the market when it was down.
Yeah, so the Fed is making you an offer. It's almost an offer you can't refuse at the moment, and I say everybody who can should take advantage of it before it's too late.
I think the Fed's behavior is helping the housing industry. It is, in my opinion, though, it's creating a dangerous situation on Wall Street that I'm also concerned about. But anyway, Rick Newman, hang on to this thought. You want to tell us how to find your book?
Yeah, my website is rickjnewman.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. The book is called Rebounders: How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. Rick Newman and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.